what we said is there should be an easier way to do this. So we said, okay, let's introduce millions, which is the eight pillars I was talking about. Right, 20 minutes? No, I'll make it quicker. So in the next 20 minutes, let's see how we can apply millions and how you can reclaim your calendar. If you don't know, come and see me. Right, here's where I request that take your pens out, take your phones out, make some notes, whatever works for you. I highly suggest, encourage you to do it. So this is where I come up, this is where we look at the million strategy. So M is for money mastery. In other words, it's called finance. I is for your influential leadership or HR. Next is L is for limitless marketing, obviously marketing. The next L is loyal clients, which is your sales. Innovative software, all about technology. We'll talk about AI, what software you have, everything, and how you can utilize it. Outstanding service, it's very important when you're in the service industry. It's all about the service you provide to your customers. N is navigating excellence, which is your operations. And the last one is strategic scaling. So have your foundations right first, these seven pillars, before you go and scale your business. Right. The first one is money mastery. I suggest that, I'm sure you're all doing it. If not, you need to look at your profit and loss account and balance sheet at least once every month. Get your bookkeeper to do your bookkeeping at least once a week. So all the transactions are coded correctly, on time. You know how much people owe you and how much you owe to your suppliers and ATO. That's very, very important to review a profit and loss account. Review your percentages. In service industry, there's only three major expenses: your wages, your rent, and your subscriptions. These are the three major expenses. Can I suggest that? Do one thing before, when you go home, look at your Xero or Myob. Please look at your subscriptions today. If you're paying for a subscription that you're not using it, please cancel it. Next one is balance sheet. It just amazes me how many people don't look at balance sheet, because balance sheet tells you how much money you're owed and how much money you owe, especially the ATO or your suppliers. And getting the money is very important depending on your business. If you're cash business, fantastic, there's no accounts receivable, but you need to be monitoring your accounts receivable very, very regularly, right? And the age payables as well, which will go to cash flow. So regarding money mastery, what I would think is, we run our accounting firm called Accounts Advantage. We provide bookkeeping and CFO services. Lisa here, Lisa is our accounting bookkeeping manager. Lisa has been in the industry for 20 years, 25 years, very experienced. If you have any questions after the meeting regarding whatever, bookkeeping or payroll or payable, just have a chat. Please come and see Lisa or I. Yeah? So more than happy to help. But please go and check your subscriptions today. Next one is influential leadership. You as an entrepreneur, as a leader, you need to provide that leadership to your team. One thing I would, before I go there, one thing I suggest is having a daily huddle with your team. Even if you have two team members. How many of you have got more than one team member in your organization? One? Oh, yep, few hands raising. Fantastic. Start having daily huddles every single day. 2 minutes. Hey, what are you working on today? What did you get stuck on? That's it. Tomorrow, was that resolved? Good. What are you working on today? What did you get stuck on? Just keep doing that. Daily huddle. Then it goes to the weekly huddle with your leadership meeting. And the monthly huddle or monthly meeting you need to do on this million strategy, looking at all the pillars. But please do that with your team members. Regular check-ins. Check-in and the performance review. Check-ins is simple. Hey, mate, how you going? Just simple. And that builds your culture, because every organization has got its own culture. Like I'm very privileged because I've got an accounting firm and a marketing firm, and people go like, mate, that's very contrast. So it's so interesting how even the way I dress, I guess, I wear ripped jeans when I go to marketing agency, and I have tucked clothes when I go to accounting firm. So it depends on which business you're in and what culture you want to promote. So you as a leader need to set that culture. I think someone said what culture eats for breakfast or something. It's a great saying, if you can remember. Yeah. Regular check-ins and performance reviews. We all do performance reviews once a year because we all have to give pay rises to our team members. That's good. But even before that, how often are you doing the performance reviews? Like every 6 months, hey man, what's your goals? Are you reaching your goals? Are you happy here? Because remember, the workforce which is coming into the existence now, they're all about experience culture people. Like not from our days or our parents' days where we worked in one job for all our lives. They're gonna change like 30 jobs in a year. So it's all that they need to feel purposeful. They need to have a purpose, a sense of achievement. So you need to regularly check in and how hard it is. Dr. Zachariah, you know how hard it is to get people, right? That's been a problem. Come on, Kishore, come here, right? Sit here. Just do the reviews with your team members, definitely. And the capacity planning, obviously, I'm sure you're all doing it. What's the work available outside? How many team members you have? How much can they allocate their time to? Are they working too hard? Is it too much work? Are they being burnt out? Or there's too much capacity that you can utilize it. You need to monitor it almost like, you know, every month. Hiring and development. Well, obviously, as you go on hiring, then you get more experience in hiring because, you know, not everybody is great at everything. Like technically, you can be good. Hiring, you can be good. Finance, you can be good. But then you need that assistance from the agencies or the experts. Just talking about inflation, I had a great chat with Dr. Anna Blackman. Where is Anna? Oh, Anna here. So Anna is going to be the president for Australian Human Resources Institute shortly. And Anna has done a great keynote speech last time when we met, and she runs Talent Insight Solutions, where Anna comes to the organizations and her team comes to the organizations. They assess your team members, what they do, are they the right people doing the right job? Or what type of personalities they have? Salespeople, there are like 9 different sales categories, and how is each person working on? So have a talk to Anna, and if Anna can help, that'd be awesome, all right? But one thing from this slide I would say is start having daily huddles if you have team members. Next one is marketing. So I'm going to talk about digital marketing here. There's search engine optimization, there's a strategist to it, there's Google Ads, you can pay money to be on top of the Google, so people search for you, and social media as well. There's a lot of strategy in social media. So you can post, what do you call it, post and pray, or pray, spray and pray, you can do that, or you can have a strategic methodology as every time you post, there's a reason behind it. Every impression, every like, every comment, everything you get, there is a lot of science behind it that you can understand. So there's organic posting, there's paid media posting, trying what you're trying to achieve. So I suggest that we run a digital marketing firm, more than happy to have a chat on SEO, Google, or paid media. If you want more information, I can introduce you to my team as well. Not only this, about this marketing, there's non-digital marketing side as well. So sometimes radio. John's from Rebel Radio. For some businesses, radio works. Most of the businesses, radio works. One of our own accounting practices, we used John, and we got return on investment within 1-2 months. Depends on what your industry you're in, what business you're in, where your clients are. Absolutely talk to John. We have some great entrepreneurs in the room as well. Please have a chat and just see how you go with John. And the next one is billboard marketing as well. Parminder, where's Parminder? Oh, here, Parminder. So Parminder has got this billboard signage, which is on Logan Road and few other billboards. For some businesses, it works. Some businesses might not work, but have a chat with Parminder. You never know. So there is a way of digital marketing. There is non-digital marketing as well. And review it every month. As I said, every pillar needs to be reviewed every month. Are you getting ROAS, return on ad spend? Are you getting whatever efficiency ratios, and a lot of technical terms in marketing they can do, which I'm sure people, the marketers in the room, can talk much better than what I'm doing. All right, customers, loyal customers, very, very, very important. If you don't have clients, you don't have business. We all know that. And we all doing here, the networking here, you know, why we are doing is building that connections and getting that sales. Right. What's your sales process is like? Like, I was having a chat with a gentleman, and we were having a great chat on the lead generation. How quickly are you calling back? When someone sends you an email, are you, you know, what's your 1 hour, 2 hours, or one day? How quickly do you turn around to call back the clients? You got to monitor that as well. And then from the lead generation as well, when you talk, the lead comes in, you do a CRM or whatever, you might have a CRM. The lead comes in, you're capturing the leads, making enough notes on the leads, and then doing the discovery call, and then calling back saying that, are we able to help them or not? So what's the journey like? And also, what's the conversion is like? How many leads are you getting? How many are you able to convert? If you're not able to convert, are you talking to your sales team, hey, mate, what's the problem? How can we help, right? So this is the monitoring of, you know, you need to do every month as well. And the post-sales service. What happens in organizations as you grow? There's a sales team, there's an operations team, there's an admin team. Sales team gets the leads, then they do the lead and they hand it over to the operations team. And the operations team serves the client, and the admin team will do the billing and everything. So how is this conversion like? Are you checking with the client, depending on your industry, are you checking with the client every 30 days, every 60 days, every 90 days? Hey, are we meeting your expectations? Because remember, clients are going to become your biggest ambassadors. If you serve them well, they will become your ambassadors, and they will talk about your business, saying that, hey, go to Andrew's business. So are you looking after the clients and are you monitoring it? Next one is client loyalty. Obviously, as I said, once you have a great client, that client becomes your greatest ambassador. Because even today, word of the mouth is the highest referral sale conversion. Do you agree? You know, someone says, hey, go to him. They say, oh, sure. And even then, if an accountant says go to him, that's a 100% share. Sure sale, right? So that's why you need to make your clients into the client, make them as your ambassadors, right? I think before that, I think I forgot to mention about marketing. When we go back to marketing, marketing and together client loyalties. Google reviews are very, very important for you guys. It helps us. Any business with 3-digit reviews, you're on top of it. Because your competitors will have only 20, 30 reviews. So try to get as many reviews as you want. One thing I would like to share is what we did in our business is that we serve a lot of high ticket customers. So we can't tell them that we will give you $50 for every review. It just doesn't work. So what we said is, if you can mention our team members' name, saying that, hey, I've got a great service from this person and this person in our review, we're going to reward our team members. And we got reviews like four, five reviews, Lisa. We got 4 or 5 reviews straight away. So that's something which I learned from Alex Hormozy. How many of you heard of Alex Hormozy? He's fantastic, fantastic. Please go and search him. There's some great mentors out there. Alex Hormozy, Dan Martel, Cody Sanchez. These are the 3 people I follow. Go and follow them. They're awesome. That's something you can put in your business as well as what it works for you. But please, please work on Google reviews. So if you want to take the third point today, when you go home, is please work on your Google reviews. Whatever it takes, get your Google reviews up. Right, software, we'll go very quickly, yeah? Software is, yep, how often are you checking your software? I mean, 0 once you have it, or Myob or whatever software, please have the software. CRM, if you have a great software, just check that annually as well. Is it doing all the things that you want it to do? And the marketing tools, if you are in that industry, go to the marketing tools. But one thing I would like to concentrate is AI. Because the reality is AI is here, right? Whether you accept it or not, AI is here. So the difference will be, all Sam Altman and all these people, what they're saying is, the difference is going to be so huge between people who use AI and people who don't use AI. And we are in this golden time that nobody knows about AI. So we don't know anybody, nobody knows. Just start using it, right? Have a budget, $100 per month or whatever. Go and download every single AI out there and just use it. And some of the common things, if you're using ChatGPT, fantastic. In ChatGPT, how many of you know O3 version? You raise your hands, good job. 1, 2, 3, good job. Thank you. For the people who don't know, if you click the drop down, there's a thing called O3, which is reasoning. And there you can ask the question. So I use this technique called ROI, return on investment. It's easy for me. When I say ROI, it's role objective instruction. I give ChatGPT what role I want it to play, what's the objective of this outcome, and what's the instructions I want it to follow. This is just my technique, ROI. So I want more sales, right, in my bookkeeping firm. So I say, ChatGPT, you are a marketing consultant from McKinsey or Bain. I have got a bookkeeping firm. I need more clients. This is my niche. Instructions are, I'm in Queensland. I can serve in Queensland. I've got 10 team members. Go and tell me, what should I do? And it'll give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And use it. Please use it. That's one technique. There are a lot of other softwares out there. Grok, which is Elon Musk's. Perplexity, which is good. Cloud, which is good. So Perplexity, difference between, how many use Perplexity? Good. All right, if you haven't used it, the difference between ChatGPT and Perplexity, ChatGPT is very nice to you. It never says you're wrong. It says, Chris, you're awesome. I said, I love it. Perplexity said, mate, be real. So Perplexity is good. So if you're not using it, start with ChatGPT. There are other softwares, like say, for example, for video, there's a VO3, which has come from Google. That was awesome. There's Sora from OpenAI. Start using it. For images, you can still use ChatGPT, I think, or any other images you use, any other AI you use for images. Canva. I haven't used Canva, but that's good. Canva is good. And for this one, like PowerPoint presentation, I'll use Gamma AI to use this. So you can put a prompt in and it'll do the whole PowerPoint presentation for you. So if you are presenting to your clients, please use these software. They're there, they're out there. In $20-$30, you can use it. Yeah. So there are a lot of AIs. Don't be afraid. Please start using it. That's it. Yes. And please use it. Pay it and use it. I think just on that one as well, I was watching another seminar by a gentleman called Nick Cree. If you know him, connect with him. And he does every Tuesday a great podcast. And he has shown there is another thing called Chat Playground or something, where you don't have to pay subscriptions for all these models. You just pay $20 and you'll get a login for 4 or 5 AI tools, right? So you don't have to pay $20 each, you just pay 20 and you get subscriptions. So there are a lot out there. If you're new, just start with one and The next one is customer service. One thing is how is your feedback mechanism? Are you actively asking your customers how you are and how often are you asking? Are you recording it? And then, service times is very important in service times. When you're one-man band and smaller team, people expect your service to be quicker. Because when someone calls, they want that to be answered. So how quick is your response time as well? And referral systems. Here, we have referral systems. We introduce each other in the businesses. We remember each other. So if someone says, bookkeeping, you need to remember me. All right, Krish. So something like that, we know about each other, what businesses, shake hands, and then you refer some clients to them, they refer some clients to you. We are very fortunate that Australia is such a small country, everybody knows everybody. So once you get, which is good, which well, I love it because everybody knows what you do and you're a radio guy, I know. So see, everybody knows everybody and build that referral systems as well. All right, N is navigating excellence. How's your process documentation? What's your standard operating procedures? No matter how small you are, start building your SOPs. All right, and then saying workflow optimization, a bit of control. Are you having? Are you monitoring the control as well? So I say there's a problem. I heard this somewhere. If there's a problem, there's only two types. One is process problem or people problem. Always blame the process first. People are awesome. That's the philosophy I believe in. People never do mistakes. It's always the problem. It's always the process problem. So if the same mistake is happening twice, three times, we go and monitor, hang on, why is this mistake happening again and again? All right, so they're following this checklist. The checklist is wrong. All right, let's go and improve the process. So it's that's the philosophy I believe in. So always see where the problem is, optimize the problem, optimize the solution for it, and put some controls in it as well. The last one is strategic scaling. Please do not scale before you put the foundations in place. All right, this is the last one. Strategic scaling, you know, you can have expand your services, what you're offering at the moment. If you're a service business, can you offer photography? You know, you do wedding photography, can you go into corporate photography? Can you go to other photographies? It's like expansion of services. Or vertical expansion is like, can you add another business to it? And the last one is acquisition strategy. Actually, going back to vertical, I had this great chat with the CEO last time, and we were talking about what's the main problem, and she said it's a supplier problem. She's worried about the supply of her material. I said, what are you doing to it? And she said, I'm going to buy the supplier company. I said, that's fantastic. Wow, I loved it. So when you have a problem, just go and purchase that business. Isn't that awesome? Like supplier problem, what's the problem? Go and purchase it. I loved it. I'm telling that to everybody. I said, wow. So that's service expansion. You know, you have a problem. That's what, you know, we hear all these bright stories of Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, but we just don't realize just within ourselves, within people next to us are doing this. And it's just fascinating. It's inspiring to see those stories. And I'm like, that's brilliant. Like, don't take inspiration. I mean, do take inspirations from them. But there are some people who are next to us, and we should take inspirations from these stories as well. So, after that, so once again, just very quickly, if you want to take a photo, feel free, and me in, tag me in, into LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram. Once again, guys, very quickly, M for money mastery, I for influential leadership, L for limitless marketing, L for loyal customers, I for innovative software, O for outstanding service, and for navigating excellence, and S for strategic scaling. You need to monitor this every single month.